Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, that would be a fantastic idea. And for those of you who are worried, I was talking with a friend yesterday who said, boy, Mercury must be retrograde. And I said, I can match you stupid story for stupid story. And Mercury, in fact, is retrograde and will be for about another little more than a week. And tonight's a full moon. So for those of you who are feeling a little discombobulated, you can either blame it on the moon, blame it on Mercury, or just call me, 855-993-7569. Marie, you're on the air. Welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Marie.
I have an adult son and an adult daughter, and they want to attend a family reunion with all of their cousins in the fall. Mm-hmm. They'll be away for the weekend. Now, my daughter's children are very well behaved, easy to have. They pay attention and they listen. My son's children, on the other hand, are two little rascals that are just very, very hard to take care of. They hide on you. They'll spit at you. They're very difficult children. And my stomach is inside out because I'm afraid they're going to ask us to watch them as well, because we're watching my daughter's children. I couldn't take the five of them. My husband and I would probably have a nervous breakdown. What do I say to him? Because I know it won't go well, and we'll just be out of our minds with it. What do we say to them?
All right. So you've already agreed. How old are your daughter's kids?
They're 9 and 12.
Okay. How old are the monsters?
The monsters are 2 and 5, 3 and 5.
Okay.
When I say monsters, Dr. Joy, I mean they'll hide on you for an hour.
But I thought there were five kids. I've only got four.
Well, no. The older sister of the two little ones is fine. So
okay.
All combined, my daughter has two. My son has three. Two out of the three are hard to handle.
How old is the oldest child of your son?
She is 8.
Okay. Well, here's
fine.
Here's one possibility. Plan something. That, for example, a ballet or the museum or something that the older kids could go to and you could never take a 3 or 5 year old to, and planned sort of a number of activities so you can say, listen, let me be honest with you. I can take the older child. I cannot take the two younger ones just because we've got all these activities planned. And I have 5 kids is too many for me to take care of. I can take care of your older child because the other two kids, we're going to do all this sort of grown up stuff weekend. And you can say, look, if you'd like, I'll help subsidize somebody to come and take care of your kids in your house, which I think would be much easier for them as well, because it's childproof. My house isn't. But we've got all these things planned for the other two kids, and I'd be delighted to take your oldest child if you like, because she'll fit in well. But the other two, you know, they're just not going to be compatible with the activities. And make sure you plan something.
Yeah.
You know, that we're gonna have movies, or you know, we're gonna take them to the ballet, or we're going to go to museums, or we're going hiking, or whatever. Just, and it doesn't have to be for all the time they're gone, but just so. And I'd love to help you subsidize, or I might even say, of course they have babysitters, I'm sure, and say, listen, I'm willing to help subsidize.
I think they drop them like flies.
I'm sure.
Fine.
Well, but I that's what I would do. I mean,
okay.
At some point, you might be able to say to your son, look, these kids are just, they don't listen to me, so I'm afraid. I'm afraid that they're going to hurt themselves. They run around, they spit, they play hide and say, I can't keep an eye on them. I can't be responsible for them. And let him deal with it. But on this particular case where you're already dealing with the other two kids, I just plan at least a couple of activities that would be completely inappropriate for a 2 and a 5 year old.
Because the oldest one is fine.
Well, that's fine. So, you could probably head it off at the, well, I wouldn't even head it off at the pass because maybe they won't ask you. But if they do, I'd have it ready. Of look, we've already got these things planned for the two older kids and having the two younger kids along. I can't devote that kind of time to them, and they're really excited about having grown up time with grandma. And we're going to go to the shop. And I
right.
So I can take your oldest child if you like, because that doesn't look like you're favoring one child. You know, one of your children over the other, because that sibling rivalry will come out in their children.
Yes.
But and I'll subsidize you getting a babysitter. But I'm sure the 3-year and 5-year-old are going to be much happier watching cartoons with a babysitter in your house than they would be with a babysitter in my house, because I can't take care of 5 kids and I can't deal with the age split.
So it's okay for me to just say because the oldest one is a darling. She's a lovely.
Well, and luckily she's about the same age as the other ones.
Yes.
So
yes, and
so
they get along so well.
And that's fine.
It's okay for me to say I can help you halfway, but I can't help you the whole thing.
Well, I wouldn't even say that. I'd just say, listen, of course, you know, I'd love to help with the oldest child we'd love to have her because we're going to do all these grown-up activities.
Right.
But the younger two ones just, you know, they'd be miserable and I'd be miserable and I can't watch them.
Oh, thank you, Joy. That is a wonderful idea. At least I'm helping the best that I can. And
at some point, it may not be a terrible idea to take him aside and just say, these kids, you know, when I watch them, it's not that I don't love them, it's not that I won't visit them at your house, but I can't be responsible for them. They don't listen to anything I say, and I'm terrified the whole time that they're going to hurt themselves. And I would not make it that you have completely uncivilized, rotten children, because that's going to, but I'd say it just makes me... I know they are. I've met them. They were at the restaurant last week.
I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Running around screaming and yelling. The parents just ignored them.
And I don't know how it happened. I just don't know how this happened. But it
well,
did.
The parents, there's 4 years, what? There's 4 or 5 years difference between the oldest and the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And they just gave up on parenting. Or mom went back to work and decided, you know, all right, just let somebody else take care of them. Whatever it is, we don't care at this moment. But
right.
I think the age difference makes a huge demarcation for you. But at some point, you might say to him, not your kids are horrible, even though they are, but,
right.
you know, I can't be responsible for them. They don't pay any attention to what I say. They don't listen. And I'm worried the whole time that they're going to hurt themselves. I can't take responsibility for that.
I mean, and my husband is even more nervous about it. They'll hide. They'll actually hide somewhere, and they won't come out for an hour. You think they've gone down the road.
Yeah, no, I would just make it that, you know, it worries me so much that they're going to hurt themselves because they do these kind of things. So
right. Okay.
But I would not probably even head this off at the pass. I mean, let me just think that through for a minute. Would I head it off at the pass? Well, I mean, you could. I mean, if you like the oldest kid well enough. When is the reunion occurring?
Not until October. I'm going to have a nervous stomach till then.
Look, if you're going to be nervous about it, then call him today. And say, you know what, I was thinking about it. Georgina and George are going to come because we're planning this, you know, adult weekend for them. We're going to do Oktoberfest. We're going to have them drink
right.
there. I'm kidding. You're not going to do that. But
right.
and have some scenario in mind.
Uh-huh.
And it occurs to me that your oldest might really enjoy doing that. So we'd love to have her. And that way you can just find a babysitter for the two youngest who can
right.
come to your house and watch the two youngest. And I'll take care of the oldest if that would help you. So if it's going to hurt your stomach for Natural October, call him today. And then it's done. Then it's done.
It's
all
done.
Right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't think of that. You know, helping halfway is better than saying, I can't take care of your rotten kids.
Well, yeah, probably. The Antichrist has visited your children. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Probably not a good idea. But I think and the age demarcation helps hugely, so you'll be okay on that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You helped me again.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But call them today. So you don't,
I will.
Not for their sake, although it doesn't hurt for their sake, but for your sake, so you don't worry
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. Yes,
right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind and you figure I can help you with it. Well, you're probably right. You know, the joke is if you think I can help you with it or you think I can't help you with it, you're equally right.
If you're going right out of the gate, though. I like that.
Yeah, me too. And being popular right out of the gate as opposed to people say things like, thanks for your time, which means I hate you, but I was really well brought up, so I'm not going to tell you what I really think of you.
That's like the equivalent to sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, when you've been stuck in an elevator for 2 hours.
Right, yeah.
Or have you noticed that things like all those people that have the automatic thing where you're on hold for 30 minutes, when they finally get to you, they say, to whom died the pleasure of speaking, and you're saying... 855-993-7569. I'm the helpful Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
Contact has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
And
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so Mercury is apparently retrograde, so we can expect communications to be a little iffy. And as far as I'm concerned, communications actually means things like your cell phone won't work and the battery breaks down. For me, it's technology. You know, that with people, I'm basically okay. Even when Mercury's retrograde, it's machines that seem to have it in for me. Does that sound a little paranoid? Doesn't mean they're not out to get me just because I sound paranoid. Okay, it is National Leave the Office Early Day. Don't tell them I said so, but yeah, it is. And today seems, I mean, this does seem consistent with the fact that it's a full moon and Mercury's retrograde, even though in 1835, P.T. Barnum, right? There's a fool born every minute. P.T. Barnum and his circus started their first tour of the United States. Are you a circus guy or not a circus guy, Manny?
I went to the circus one time, and ironically, it was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Bailey Circus, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's certainly the most common one. The,
I think
the
I, might have been,
one.
I might have been about 10 years old, I think. My mom and a couple of my cousins.
Did you like it or not like it?
No, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh, good. Yeah. It turns out that many small kids are afraid of clowns because their faces are kind of enlarged, and that's what kids focus on. So
my sister is 35 years old, and to this day, she is terrified
afraid of clowns.
Of clowns. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm convinced it's because people take kids to their circus to the circus too early.
Yeah.
I like circuses, and circuses always come to town around my birthday. And there was one year where I took my daughter. She was about maybe 7 or 8 to 3 circuses because they were all in town. And I thought, a kid, circuses, and I would let her eat some horrible food. You know, every kind of, you know, the each half or something. And I finally said, look, I'm taking you to the circus, and it's my birthday. At least you can do is not be so snotty. And she said, Mom, I hate circuses. So that was kind of a revelation. So stopped doing circuses then. At least for her, I still go. And I got to be the ringmaster one year for my birthday at the Big Apple Circus. So that was much fun. All right, that's my circus story. Do you know the only you do because you looked at this, the only president to get married in the White House? Do you know who it was? Don't look.
I don't remember.
Good. Grover Cleveland. Married Francis Folsom.
Okay.
There you go. Marconi. Let's see if I can pronounce this right. I actually had to do this once at a presentation in 1896. Guglielmo Marconi applied for a patent for... What did Marconi do?
Invented radio.
Well done. And it turns out that he did it for the Italian Navy so they could send signals from ship to ship. See, I knew this. I gave out the Marconi Award one year. And being who I am, I, of course, researched who Marconi was. And nobody knew all this stuff. They knew he was Italian, obviously, from his name. And it was actually tested off the coast of New York. So I just thought that was pretty interesting. In 1910, Charles Rolls, as Rolls-Royce fame, became the first man to make a nonstop double crossing of the English Channel by plane. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either. Calvin Coolidge signed the Indian Citizenship Act into law, granting citizenship to Native Americans born within the territorial limits of the United States. But it wasn't until 1924. Those guys had been here since the beginning, and it took till 1924. Although I saw a really... I should tell you this, just because I was thinking about it. Do you know the ESPN 30 for 30? Do you know that series?
Yep.
It's wonderful.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They are some of the best documentaries ever.
Yep.
And they, in theory, are focused on sports figures, but they're quite often not necessarily about sports. And this one was called The Ghosts of Ole Miss. And it looked about James Baldwin's the poet, James Meredith, who was a 29-year-old vet who tried to enroll in University of Mississippi, Ole Miss, in 1962. And that's when Kennedy was in the White House, and Bobby Kennedy was Attorney General, and there was a riot. A riot.
Wow.
1962. And burning of crosses and Ku Klux Klan. And that's only 53 years ago. And they said it was like the Civil War all over again. And Dan Rather was there. And it was just terrifying. I mean, and that's very recent history.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the things about history is, and the guy who's documenting it went through, I'm trying to remember why he did it. He is from Mississippi, and people from Mississippi are very serious about being from Mississippi. And it was really, in theory, focusing on the football team, which was, with riots going on in the campus, the coach who never gave speeches got everybody in the locker room and said, okay, guys, we got to pull together. Everybody hates Mississippi. They think of us as ignorant redneck crackers. And this was his words, not mine, even though I'm Southern. And so we have to show them that we're not. I'm not sure that I buy into that particular ethos, is that your football team can redeem your racism, but nevertheless. So ostensibly, it was looking at the football team. But it really, what was really chilling and alarming about it is how recent in America, I mean, that they actually would have lynched him if they'd had the chance. I mean, and they had National Guard. He was taken to all the classes. He wanted to go to the football game, and they just decided it was too dangerous. They were going to be snipers. So he went to, James Meredith went to the reunion of the football team, the 50th anniversary of the football team. So he got to mingle with them and see them, even though he didn't ever get to see them play. But that's very recent history. I mean, that's not like, I mean, it was absolutely chilling. Anyway, so that was, I'm just talking about recent history, and we hope that we've made strides earlier than this. And, you know, I think that we need to be aware, and that's kind of what the guy who does the documentary said. He said, if you know the history, do people just want to let it go? I mean, are they ashamed of it? Or if we don't know the history, if we're ignorant of it, is it going to repeat? And it's a chilling question. And it turns out that he thinks that maybe one of his uncles was in the mob. And they killed a couple of people. They killed a couple of people from the National Guard. They said it was North versus the South again, and the North was losing. All right. I know, alarming. In this day, believe it or not, in 1953, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned head of the Commonwealth, the first major international event to be televised. 1953, 52, she's been reigning for 52 years.
Wow.
Wait a minute, 62 years. 62 years.
Yeah.
In 1962, this is good, the 1962 FIFA World Cup, police had to intervene multiple times in fights between Chilean and Italian players in one of the most violent games in football history. The more things change, the more FIFA's still in the news. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, there are two stories in the news today that I think are really symptomatic of the times. One is, if you can't beat them, join them. NASA is going to try flying a saucer. Right? If you can't beat them, join them.
Right, yeah.
So there you go. I mean, that sounds like a kind of fun thing to do. Although with drones, I don't know. It's sort of, and it really, they show a picture of it, and it really does look like a flying saucer. First supersonic parachute test. is supposed to look over Hawaii on Wednesday. A saucer-shaped craft that could hold the key to a future human mission to Mars. It was scheduled for Tuesday, was postponed because of unfavorable ocean conditions. The craft will splash down in the sea, so operators need to be able to recover it. Enormous balloon will lift the test vehicle carrying the disc-like low-density supersonic decelerator, or LDSD. I don't know. Those letters seem a little suspicious. To a height of 120,000 feet, or more than 20 miles above the Earth. Then mission controllers will set the LDSD free to fire its rockets and try out the centerpiece of the test, a giant supersonic parachute measuring 100 feet across. For those on the ground, live video will be relayed from four cameras aboard the pioneering saucer-shaped craft. You get to see all the same video I do at the same time. So there you go. This year's test is centered on how our newly designed supersonic parachute will perform. We think we have great design ready for the challenge, but the proof is in the pudding. Did he really say that? And the pudding will be made live for everyone to see. Last year was tested for the first time. It was launched from the Navy's Pacific Missile Range in Hawaii. The deployment of the parachute was the only fly in the ointment when it didn't inflate. This time around, a new design is being tested. The supersonic ring sail parachute, which NASA says is the largest supersonic parachute ever tested for use on Mars. The current technology for decelerating from high speeds during reentry into the atmosphere to the final stages of landing on Mars dates back to NASA's Viking program, which put two landers on the Martian surface in 1976. The basic Viking parachute, do you realize that's almost 40 years ago, 39? The basic Viking parachute design has been used ever since. It was successfully used again in 2012 to deliver the rover Curiosity to Mars. NASA will need new and improved landing technologies to handle the larger spaceships of tomorrow and land them on rocky surfaces as well at higher altitudes. NASA scientists hope the saucer-shaped craft could be the key. They plan robotic science missions to Mars, laying the groundwork for even more complex human expeditions. Spacecraft needed to land safely on the red planet's surfaces, which will become larger and heavier in order to accommodate explorers' extended stays on the Martian surface. The parachute will have its work cut out for it to create sufficient atmospheric drag to slow the vehicle so they can be landed safely. Using drag for deceleration means precious fuel can be saved for landing maneuvers. A third test flight is scheduled for the summer of 2016. So there, pretty cool, huh? So apparently they're serious about going to Mars. It does seem kind of exciting because they're getting sort of more and more things that are planned to do it. You know, and so it seems closer and closer. And it's not exactly coincidental that the Surveyor program, Surveyor 1, land in Oceanus Procellarum on the moon, becoming the first U.S. spacecraft to soft land on another world in 1966. So 49 years ago today.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, it would have been cooler if it was 50 years ago, but what can I tell you? So there, it looks like they're really deadly serious about going to Mars. All right, so that's one of the sign of the times. As I said, if you can't beat them, join them. This is one of those, this may also be a case of, we haven't beaten them yet, but we're not going to join them yet either. That's how I would classify this story, right? Facebook targeted by real name policy protests. All right, now Facebook, as opposed to most of the internet, says in order to register, you have to actually use your own name. You have to provide some kind of ID, a driver's license or credit card or something that says this is your real name. And the reason they're doing that is so people don't put up things like "We Hate Joy" as a name, right, on their Facebook page. Ostensibly, it's to offset any possibility of bullying and the tendency that we already know psychologically people employ when they can be anonymous, and that was part of what the 30 by 30, the Ghosts of Old Miss, was talking about, is being part of a mob changes your mentality. We've known that for a very long time, psychologically, that people behave differently when they can be anonymous or when they think they're anonymous than when they're held accountable. So Facebook, from the very beginning, has said, okay, you need to use your real name. Well, yesterday they had a protest that said in Menlo Park that said, oh, this isn't fair. And the people, there were about 100 people there, and they said that they're unfair to drag queens, Native Americans, domestic violence survivors, which is sort of an interesting coalition if you think about it. And the spokesperson for the group turned out to be Little Miss Hot Mess, who I'd certainly want to have speaking for me. Enormous credibility. And it turns out that with Native it turns out you can apply, and you just have to prove that your name, you're not using your name to sort of be able to sort of be anonymous and do terrible things to people. I think they have a good point. And a drag queen's name is usually a professional name, not necessarily the name on their driver's license. I mean, I don't think Facebook's standard is unreasonable, to be quite honest. But they're taking it under consideration. They're saying, you know, that you should be able to know the person who wants to come on your Facebook page. I suppose if you don't know them or don't recognize the name, you can always sort of disavow them. They didn't comment on the protest, but they basically said the vice president of global operations, Justin Osofsky, and its head of global product policy, Monica Bickert, said the company is committed to its authentic name policy to protect our community from dangerous interactions. When people use their authentic names on Facebook, they're more accountable for what they say. I don't disagree with that. People can be assured that they're really connecting with their loved ones, and no one can hide behind an anonymous name or bully or taunt or say insensitive or inappropriate things. Well, of course they can, but they just have to, they can't do it anonymously. They said they've loosened their requirements for people to use their legal names after protests in the fall. It's easier for people to confirm their identity, the company says. You can now have access to your account during a 7-day grace period before it shut down. They've expanded the documents that people can use to verify their authentic name, including a magazine subscription, utility bill, or library card. I don't know. Huh. The changes they have made are meaningful, but they are small, said Little Miss Hot Mess, whose account was shut down for 2 weeks after users report she was not using a real name. And apparently that's what happens. Facebook doesn't actually check on you, but people out you. And we had, I had the problem. So maybe it's one of the reasons that I'm sort of, somebody hacked into my account several years ago and was sending these really obscene messages. But they hacked into my account. So and you can't close an account, it turns out. If you've ever tried to get into, maybe I have to go to Menlo Park with a protest sign or something. Because trying to get in touch with somebody at Facebook to explain or to switch over or something, you can't do it. And, of course, if somebody's hacked into your account, you don't want to give them directions to where the new account is that they can now hack into. So that makes no sense. They said transgender youth frequently don't have pieces of identification for their chosen names instead of their birth names. A survivor of domestic violence may use a nickname known to friends and family, but not to an abuser. I mean, I think those are legitimate things, but maybe their needs. I would hate for them to loosen their policy, because I think it is really important for people to sort of be aware, and maybe people. I mean, I work with domestic abuse and have for years, but quite often you can get a driver's. I mean, and at least in this part of the country, because again, I work with it, so I know. That you can expedite the process of getting a name change or getting identification in whatever name you want. I don't know. But it also seems to me that Facebook may not be guaranteed in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. You have a right to a Facebook account.
Right.
Because I would hate to see them really abandon that policy of saying you have to be accountable. Because so much of the Internet is not.
Right.
So much as, a fake name or not standing, being able to hide behind a moniker that's has nothing to do with you. And
well, and that's why on Twitter they have, like, that verified account thing. So if you're, like, a member of the media or a celebrity, you can have your account verified so that there's nobody on Twitter, impersonating and doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, you and I need to talk about my being a little more active on my Twitter account, because when I'm in Israel, that's how I'm going to keep in touch with y'all, I think.
We'll work it out.
We will, because we work out everything around here, even when Mercury's retrograde. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7569. Let's see if I can, I'm trying to remember what the DVD sounder sounds like. That is the one it sounds like.
Now available on video and DVD. I think that's what he says.
Well, that was pretty well done. There you go. Actually, there are two here, and there's one I wanted to remind you about as well. I have to remember the one I was going to remind you about, but I will in a minute. All right, McFarland USA, which I thought was actually a pretty good movie. It didn't do terribly well in theaters. It stars Kevin Costner, Maria Bello, who I think is wonderful. And it's based on a true story. It follows novice runners from McFarland, an economically challenged town in California's farm-rich Central Valley, as they give their all to build a cross-country team under the direction of Coach Jim White, who actually looks very much like Kevin Costner, a newcomer to their predominantly Latino high school. And it turns out that Coach White gets fired, and you'll find out why if you rent it, which I encourage you to do and watch with your kids. The students have a lot to learn about each other. White starts to realize the boys' exceptional running ability. Things begin to change. Soon something beyond their physical gifts becomes apparent: the power of family relationships, their unwavering commitment to one another, and their incredible work ethic. And that's what this is about as much as anything else. These kids are migrant farm workers, basically. With grit and determination, the unlikely band of runners eventually overcome the odds to forge not only a championship cross-country team, but an enduring legacy. There you go. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was tear-jerking. I thought it was one of the best arguments for immigration reform of anything I'd ever seen, without really being particularly political, but very emotional. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really a terrific movie. And, again, didn't do terribly well, which is a little surprising, since Kevin Costner, I would still think, is somewhat of a draw. He's getting to be a better and better actor, I think, as he gets older and sort of counts less, as he loses his hair. I'm convinced, as women get wrinkles, in theory, and men lose their hair, that they find their inner self as opposed to their pretty self. We've also got the SpongeBob movie. I didn't like this one as well as the first one, although I must tell you that SpongeBob is probably not high on my must-see list. The first time I saw it, I'd never, I don't watch television and really didn't know very much about SpongeBob. This is called Sponge Out of Water. Apparently, the world's favorite sea-dwelling invertebrate comes ashore to our world for his most superheroic adventure yet. Yeah, I liked the first one better. I thought he was better in the ocean than he was on land. But, I mean, their kid, SpongeBob, everybody loves SpongeBob. What can I tell you? And far be it from me to tell you anything otherwise. I'm just trying to find the name of the movie that I wanted to tell you about based on, it's kind of like a Mamma Mia. Let's see if I can, there it is, Walking on Sunshine. Okay? This is really kind of, they call it a musical comedy. It's on video on demand. Okay? And so it's not technically a DVD, but I thought that I should tell you a little bit about it, just because it's kind of fun. And it's, they said it's Pitch Perfect meets Mamma Mia, which is probably more or less true. I didn't know either of the kids in it, but the idea being that there is a vacation romance, all right? So we've got two sisters who don't look at all alike, and we've got the one sister going to the other sister's wedding after spending, I guess, was this in Greece? I think it was in Greece. And it opens with this kind of romantic, idyllic thing of the gorgeous people in this one, absolutely gorgeous people. And they're having this summer romance, and then she has to go back, and they pine for each other. And the first time she goes back is because her sort of madcap sister is going to get married. He sends her a ticket, and it turns out the reason she sent her a ticket is because she's going to get married. And it doesn't take, this is really not a spoiler alert, but we figure out who she's marrying. Dun, dun, dun. Can you figure out who she's marrying, Manny? Not being a fan of chick flicks and stuff, but I'm not going to tell you. If you can't figure it out, you can't figure it out.
I can't figure it out.
You can't? Come on, Manny. You can. You just don't want to. You just don't want to admit that your female side could figure. Anybody can figure this out. All right, Manny's going to remain strong and silent. And not, all right, so everybody else has figured it out. All right, but the point is they do all these kind of fun songs. The song list is just terrific, and it's, I think they probably got it on iTunes and every place else. So it's called Walking on Sunshine. Walking on Sunshine, and they do the choreographed dances It really, I mean, as I said, Pitch Perfect has always seemed to me, especially the second one, a very stupid movie with a very smart idea of every 5 minutes that you either have an a cappella group doing synchronized singing and dancing with pop tunes or Rebel Wilson or both. And that's sort of what this one does. Impossibly beautiful people in a gorgeous setting. This one has the advantage of being having lots of beach and gorgeous people with the same kind of thing. So while Walking on Sunshine, you can get it, I think, soundtrack's available on iTunes, and I think you can get it on video on demand in digital HD. So of the group, you know, go see McFarland USA. You can't go see it. You can rent it. And watch it with your kids. And if you really feel like you want to rot their minds, you can get SpongeBob as well. And you and your sweetie can sort of roll up the rug and dance to Walking on Sunshine. But McFarland USA has at heart, first of all, it's based on a true story, but it really looks at immigration from a completely different point of view. I mean, partially from the point of view of kids who are here and really didn't have much of a choice and worked very hard to sort of get a piece of the American dream. I mean, it's a very, as I said, it really looks at immigration from a completely different point of view that's not political, and I thought was very touching and very thought-provoking that presumably people are going to have some discussion about it. So, all right, so that's DVDs, and I didn't know where else to put Walking on Sunshine because it is fun and you'll get a kick out of it. And most of the DVDs that come out this week are ones that went directly to video. I mean, there's one that's Poltergeist-esque, which is not this Poltergeist, which sunk without a ripple this last weekend. I think it was a terrible movie. It really was. The first one that was genuinely scary, this one was genuinely stupid. And The Rock, which is, I hate to use, I don't know why the word stupid made Dwayne come to mind. Apparently, he's not stupid, apparently. He just acts stupid. But his movie made like $53 million, so did very well. People love disaster movies. If disasters are part of your real life as opposed to your real life and you need some help, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.